Good morning and welcome. I want you to a little bit of imagination for a moment. I want you to imagine that you're in a grand hotel. This is a marvellous place. You're going to have to use a lot of imagination. We are very cheap on the props this time. I want you to imagine that there's some, one of those staircases maybe with the water running down and the lights and the music playing maybe in the background. And there's quite a few people in the foyer. There's a few people wandering around. And I'm supposed to be the concierge, so I'd have maybe a book, pen, and my job is to welcome people to this hotel. Okay? So that's the story. Let's see what happens.
Thought I'd never get here.
Well, you have arrived, sir, and may I be the first to welcome you. This is a truly wonderful mansion, and every room has been personally prepared by the proprietor himself, and to give the greatest comfort and joy to his chosen guests. Now, sir, your reservation is...
This is wonderful. This is amazing. Incredible.
Yes, we're very proud of it, sir.
It's out of this world. Yeah. You can even say it's heavenly.
Exactly, sir. Now, just to confirm your reservation.
It's brilliant. It really is. This is exciting. Yeah, if I'd known it was going to be this good before I left, I'd put a bit more thought and work into it.
Yes, you know? Yes, sir. Your booking, sir.
Who's there?
Yes.
That guy. Yes. He used to hang around the church. That's all he did, all the time. Must admit, if ever I needed anyone to help me out, he was the one who was there.
Yes.
He is that Jerry Baker fella.
Yes.
I'm Jimmy Spencer. Are you sure the church is credentialed?
Yes, Terry is one of our most favourite guests, sir. Yes, along with all the other favourite guests. Sir. Now then, about your reservation.
Look, let me show you a few things when we get there. Yes. Look what I've brought. My certificate. My degree. University degree. I came 31st in my class out of 32. The other guy didn't turn up. But it got me a good job, you know.
Yes, I'm impressed, sir.
I could have been a rich man. I'd a house, I'd a wife and family. I would have been rich, except my wife and family spent all my money. Then there was the speedboat and there was the sports.
I'm suitably impressed.
Look at that. Yes. Now that's good. That is one of the little fellas. We've been sponsoring this fellow.
Yes, I've seen quite a few of those, sir. People are very proud of those.
Lives in Thailand.
Yes.
And we would have gone to visit him. But the package deal at the hotel was nowhere near where he lived, sir.
You'll
be interested in this. You are. This is religious.
Well, I've never seen one of those before, sir. No.
I've got this, playing basketball with a crazy Baptist church.
This is very rare, sir. Very rare, that item.
Oh, yep, my pride and joy. With my Dockers teddy bear. They're going to have a good year.
Yes.
This year.
Yes, sir. Yes.
In fact, I wish I could get to a few of the games. Do you know my wife? Do you know what she said to me? She said...
No, sir.
He said, you're gonna die before they get a flag.
That's all very well, sir, but the proprietor of this heavenly apartment is very strict about reservations. You have to have made it before you came.
Reservation? You mean I had to make it before I died?
Exactly, sir.
Ooh. Perhaps I made it and I just didn't know this.
Well, you would know if you had, sir. It would have changed your life. For the application involves accepting Jesus, the proprietor, as boss of your life and living his way, worshipping him and putting him first in everything.
I didn't quite do that, but I'm a good man, very good man, and I used to go to church twice a year, plus funerals and weddings, And I got believed all that stuff. I really did. I just never got around to do anything about it. Look, could you please squeeze me in? You know, could you just please?
I'm very sorry, sir, but all the rooms are accounted for. Indeed, I know that you will find that you have a reservation, but it's not here.
Oh.
It's just a place that no one goes to by choice on the dark side of eternal joy.
Oh.
Next.
I want to talk to you this morning about a room with an ultimate view. And I hope you can see the connection between that title and the Bible reading from John 14. On that night before the agony of the cross, Jesus turned to his disciples and said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. That where I am, there you may be too." You know, this Resurrection Sunday proclaims that it happened. Proclaim that Christ was able to do that because he rose again. It proclaims that he has had the victory, that the Saviour of the world has indeed prepared a place in glory for those who trust in him, but who trust in him as the only way, as the truth and the life. You know, the Bible is very definite about that matter. Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father. No one comes to the Father except through me." You won't get there by just living a good life, however good you think it is. You won't get there by following some other philosophy or non-Christ-centered religion. You won't get there just by having a head knowledge of Jesus. It's only, the Bible says, through confessing with your lips that Jesus is much more than just a religious figure, but that he is Lord of lords, and especially that he is Lord of your life. And believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead for you. You see, it's only by such a belief will you one day come to the room with the ultimate view. That's the only way you can make a reservation, by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Last year, Judy and I were away on holiday with the Bakers. We've been on this camping trip on a crowded bus, this little room with a whole bunch of young backpackers. And we at last got to a place where we were able to stay for a couple of nights in a real hotel. We're looking forward to our own rooms. And Judy and I were really looking for a room with an ensuite and a comfortable bed. And we fronted up at the reception desk and we said, "We've come for our reservation." And they looked at us and they said, "Sorry, we haven't got a reservation for a room for you. You're in the dormitory with all the other backpackers." We were distraught. A few years before that, Judy and I had gone to Melbourne. We'd gone there to stay for a few days. We got an apartment, all carefully selected. Beautiful room. We got to that apartment. We met the person at reception. They looked at us with a beautiful warm smile. Said, "Welcome. Your room? You're not having that room. We've upgraded you to the penthouse." And it was fantastic. Absolutely. It was a house on top where we could see everything. and we were just over the moon, as you can imagine. What will be your reception when you stand one day before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Will he show you that immensely beautiful and perfect place he has made ready for you? Or will he say to you, "I'm sorry, but I just don't know you"? Of course, the resurrection is much more than heaven for the believer. It's also about the risen Lord living in your life every day by his Spirit. It's about the victory he gives you. About the Spirit of God enabling you to grow in your worship, in your understanding, in the ministry, in the things that you can do to his glory. It's Jesus preparing you for your heavenly appointment. And that's why doing things God's way now is just so important. Making him and not ourselves the priority in our lives. Today on Easter Sunday, each one of us is given an opportunity to respond to Jesus. And if you've never accepted Jesus as your Saviour and Lord, for whatever reason, never made that jump of faith, whatever reason you give for it, you've got the opportunity to do so, especially Easter Sunday, to say to the Lord, "Lord, be Lord of my life. I want to just pile everything away and just allow you in." But you know, it also gives us who already confess the Lord as Saviour the greatest reason ever to rejoice, to be glad, to proclaim that we have a risen Saviour. And he's our Saviour. And he lives within our lives. And I was thinking this morning, we've had some beautiful services this Easter, I believe, on Friday and Sunday. And sometimes you may think, "Oh, I wish that person had come. I wish that person had come." Tell them about it. Share with them, and share especially that Jesus lives and he makes your life so much better because he does so. Because he lives within your heart.